Captain, if you please.
Yeah.
Miss Dampier knew her attacker. She let him into the house herself.
Captain, who is this guy?
There are two broken glasses here. You can tell from the volume of shards. Obviously, she was pouring a glass of water for her guest when he assailed her.
Right. That's something you would do if some nut job comes in and kicks your door in. You ask him if he's thirsty. Got it. Bam.
Base of glass number two.
We take another glance at the boot print on the front door.
You'll see an almost imperceptible spot of blood where the heel made contact. Lab tests, I'm certain, will conclude it's the victim's blood. It could only have been left there after the assault had already taken place. Miss Dampier let the man in because he was familiar to her. He kicked the door in as he exited to try to obscure this fact. Also, he took something from the living room.
Note the symmetry of the space. This wall is very nearly a reflection of that one. Pictures, pictures, knickknacks, knickknacks. I see balance everywhere, except this one space. Something was here. What was it? I'm sorry.
Maybe this isn't the best
time. No, please, concentrate. Something used to occupy that space. I need you to tell me what it was.
It was an old ring box Amy's grandmother gave it to her. Why?
She said there were also signs of struggle in the master bedroom.
What is it? Why is it so important that the kidnapper took a ring box?
Kidnappers don't take trophies. Killers do.
There's no body, Jimmy.
There's no blood on the front stoop or walk either. It's rather difficult not to leave any when you're abducting someone with an arterial wound, wouldn't you agree?
There certainly men have been over every inch of this house.
Of course. Well, as you can see, there was a struggle here.